trying to murder me.
Come on, if you know the words, let's go.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bless a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture. Bitch.
Here I go.
Read about that in the New York fucking Post.
I'm like really pissed off.
What?
I need to vent really fast. Are you cool if I just like literally let it rip?
Take a dump right on me, girl. Let's do it.
Mama. Okay. I was laying up in bed last night.
Okay.
You know, the bed being my couch.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a leak in my ceiling in my bedroom.
Oh, the black mold?
The mold is getting out of control.
Mm.
Thankfully, my lease is ending, so I will not be dealing with it for much longer.
Thank God.
But I've been out on the couch, taking my allergy pills like TikTok told me, which are secretly just sleeping pills.
Oh, yeah, they're sedatives. The absolutely.
The diphenhydramine, you know, those like Z pills that you can buy.
Oh, the ZZ
they're
Quil?
Just like half. They're just like half the dose of a Benadryl. So
twice
like,
the price, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%. So you just take a Benadryl before you go to sleep. Don't know if that has long-term side effects. Don't tell me.
We'll deal with that later.
So I'm on Twitter, as one does.
Oh, first
and
mistake.
Twitter has now instituted a feature that is only specifically intended to cause a mass psychosis event in the United States of America.
Oh,
which
is this
is
that
the
new toolbar thing?
Twitter for you page. You have it, right?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I think everyone has it.
I had it for like a hot minute last year, something like that. No, it was that thing where you could switch between like latest and like recommended.
Yes.
But it would stay in the setting you put it at.
Yes.
But now so, it's like, oh no, for you is the default.
Yeah. So now for you is the default, meaning not the people you follow, just like the
pure algorithm.
Yeah. And
disaster.
I will tell you, there is a very specific psychological effect that it elicits in me because I scroll through it and I'm like, I literally can feel a bipolar manic episode coming just by scrolling.
No, it like, really is like something
I'm
going
to need to call my
like,
psychiatrist.
It suddenly feels absolutely 10 times worse to me
so
on Twitter.
So I'm scrolling, and of course, as one does, I stumble upon a Patrick Starr tweet, as one does. And it says, name a moment that changed Drag Race. And
oh, yeah.
It was like, one. I'll start. Uh-huh. And it was, I think, Alyssa Edwards versus Tatiana.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Fine. Yeah. So I'm like, let me look. So I'm scrolling, and like you see Shangela versus Mimi, I'm first.
Of course.
You see everyone versus Mimi, I'm first.
Fifi O'Hara and the glass pane.
You see that. Too. You mm-hmm. see Alyssa and the glass pane specifically. Yes. You see a lot of like moments that I didn't realize happened in like seasons 11 through 12, 10 through 12
I mean,
specifically.
Those are absolutely a blur.
What was the moment where there was like a big shade button and they kept slapping it and the editors kept editing in the shade rattle noise?
I don't even remember
Untucked.
That.
Remember they kept hitting it with like gloves
oh
or
my
a pair
God.
Of tights.
It's like unearthing a memory. Was this like season 11 Untucked or 12?
I think so. It was, I think, a
Bizarre.
Fight that someone was having with Evie Oddly, maybe?
Well, then season 11, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Don't quote me. Or Evie yeah. versus Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Things
mm-hmm.
like of that nature. But can I tell you, I could feel literally my blood pressure rising as I scrolled and scrolled. And I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled. And I went back and I counted. Matthew, I scrolled
kind of
300 quote tweet responses to that.
Now, why'd you do that?
You know why?
I think you're choosing psychic damage at that point.
I am. And you know why?
Why?
In those 300 quote tweet responses that were all videos, by the way.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I didn't see? Not once. Not once.
What?
Not a single time.
Well, now I'm wondering.
This is gutter behavior from the Drag Race fandom. This is like truly unforgivable.
What?
I did not
now
see
to know.
Not once Dita Ritz lip sync. Not
oh
once.
Oh, that is upsetting.
Not once.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Not a single
that's a
time.
That's a crime against the culture, against the people.
I Matt.
That is like top
No.
Elite lip sync moments.
Matt, it is.
Like, I mean, probably the best lip sync moment, to be honest. It
is, like, quite literally, like, the only lip sync. Like, it's the only lip sync that has
I just rewatched that season ever. 2, like, last month. And it was, like, literally the gaggiest gag of all the gags. I can't believe. And that gif is, like, so popular. So you would think the girls would be posting it.
It makes me crazy. I was
if like, y'all haven't seen the Dita Ritz's lip sync, just Google Dita Ritz lip sync drag race.
No.
And your life will be changed.
This will be you and me.
No, literally, the doors that she opened for lip sync battles.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. I literally know it by heart. I get goosebumps. And the fact that not a
so culture's dead, right? Like,
well, one, Patrick Starr, people that follow Patrick Starr have a pile of bricks.
Denies.
Have a pile of bricks and some
fluoride ceramides.
Expired empty makeup pans just rattling around in their brain, okay? You blow into their ear and just like expired powder just blows out the other, okay? All that banana powder they've been setting under their eyes has given them like a tumor or something. I don't know, because like literally stop. I was like, what is going on in this world? And you know what I also didn't see?
What?
Jesus is a biscuit. I didn't see any Jesus is a biscuit.
Because Jesus is indeed a biscuit.
Sop it up. I didn't see. That is. I didn't see any. And all
we're getting old now. This is like.
All I could think.
This is like elder stories that we must pass down.
All I could
think. Forgotten in time.
I didn't even see. I did not even see the. Like, what did they do? The drag race around the world. Like the song that they did in season 5.
Oh my God. I just rewatched that season 2 and now you're killing me. I know what you're talking about
that. I didn't see any of that. I didn't see any of Roxy versus Jinx.
Wow.
No.
There's so many good moments in that workroom that season that are hilarious.
And I hate to say, but like, I was like, oh, this is the sign of the times. These girls only know VH1 Drag Race. Oof. They don't know the logo years. Oof. And like, I didn't even see Latrice telling everyone in the gold room she cannot take her.
She cannot
take her. Nobody. Your tone seems very pointed right now.
Walking between the gold room and
saw
the
more Vanessa Vangie Mateo doing Miss Vangie. I didn't see any Willem. Your tone seems very pointed right now.
Well, to be fair, as someone who's watching Drag Race, unless you can Zorrent those files, like they are not available anywhere.
True.
Nowhere. Like you can't even pay for Untucked on iTunes if you wanted to. It's ridiculous. But, oh my God, this is the problem with copyright law. We need to redistribute the media. Like, we need to torrent all of it. Everyone needs access to these files.
Yeah, but like,
because the culture's being lost right in front of
there's
us.
There's so much like Drag Race lost media, like Alaska having to get literally dragged off the stage at the finale party because she lost and was having a breakdown. Like,
oh my God, yes.
Like, that doesn't exist anymore. Like, I think even some of the haters' roasts have gotten deleted off of YouTube.
Ugh.
Just hateful. That is just upsetting. Absolutely hateful stuff.
I know. Now that I'm on, like, I'm more on season 9 of Drag Race starting from the beginning, and you're like, oh, this is when it really starts to, like, the vibes. They are changing. Could feel Tina Burner coming, and, like, it's just, like, nothing was ever the same.
Clomping down the stairs in those Herman Munster shoes. You know, Luann had a prophecy in that moment when she foretold of the Herman Munsters. She was telling us of the coming of Alexis Michelle and Tina Burner.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Remember when she did Elphaba? That was such an iconic runway. I'll never forget it.
Horrors beyond.
Toot it and boot it. Turn it and burn it. Okay. What's been going on with you this week?
What's been going on with me?
Do you have anything new? Do you have anything that you want to say?
Ugh. I mean, not really. Nothing okay. to the public just yet.
Nothing to the public just yet. I'm just saying, like, have you seen anything interesting? Do you want to tell the people?
Oh my God, I finally saw Knives Out. I finally watched it.
The first one?
No. Sorry. Glass Onion. Knives Out Mystery, whatever.
Did you like it?
Yeah, actually, it's way better than the first movie. Like, way better.
Can I say something controversial? I'm happy
we didn't do a watch of it, because it's actually, like, kind of good. It wasn't worth, there's nothing that much you can rip from it, and it's 2.5 hours long, and it uses the time well, but I'm happy we didn't do a review of it, because
you're not even going to tell the girls about M3 again?
Well, that was like 2 weeks ago, girl. Catch up on the Megan trip. That was last week. We need to take you out this weekend to see Megan. Like, do an afternoon showing and take a lot of edibles
beforehand.
No,
didn't you see that last week?
That was 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was not last Friday. It was the Friday before that. I talked about Megan the last episode.
Can I say something that's a spoiler? Just skip ahead like a minute and a half. I just need to ask a question. Your partner told me there was a wig reveal at the end. Is there a wig reveal in Megan?
A wig reveal? Oh, yeah, I mean, her wig gets, like, singed insanely, like, in the beginning, and then they redo it, and then by the end, it's, like, wig is gone with scalp, with parts, like, she's, like, an exposed, like, neural core shell at, like, okay. the end of the movie. So, in a way, yes.
But that's the, I literally.
She didn't pull off a wig and had another wig under it, no.
I thought that that's what it was.
That would have been iconic. Now, that, oh my God, that would have been so legendary.
But they set it up for number two, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It ends, again, spoilers, again, if you don't want to know this information, skip like 10, 20 seconds. The end ends with like the little like HomePod-ish like Alexa device, like kind of like hauntily glowing, you know, like after, because Megan infiltrated the smart home.
Okay, last thing, skip like 30 more seconds. Does Brian Jordan Alvarez survive?
No.
He died?
Yes. I'm pretty sure. Now that I'm thinking about it, did he die?
I looked up
the Wikipedia. It's PG-13, so like they don't really show enough.
I looked up the summary of the movie, and like they say that there's an explosion, but yes. It doesn't seem clear.
I mean, like,
if he
I'm pretty sure he died.
Explosion.
I'm pretty sure at that point in the movie, that's when the high schoolers that snuck into the theater were literally having a physical altercation in the front row. So I may have missed that moment. Okay. I was very high. And then there were literally
Can
teens
someone
getting
tell
in
me
physical
in
fights in
DMs
the front.
The fate of Brian Jordan Alvarez's character. In
but like anyone can be brought back, honestly. Like it would be fine. Like
I just want more Brian Jordan Alvarez.
I know, me too. They made him kind of like normie core in the movie. Like it was kind of like a disservice in a way.
But was
like,
he a good actor? Was he giving acting?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm also happy that everyone's joining the Williamators, because Allison Williams is one of our best Nepo babies.
Oh, she's great. She's great in Megan. Absolutely.
She's a good actress.
She was like, yes, I am that
she's
like dumb white tech lady.
To me, I think she's like in the Drew Barrymore caliber of Nepo babies now, where we're gonna just live with her because she's a good actress.
I think so. I think she can do a lot. I think she has much more potential than that even.
Well, I have some other things, I guess. Speaking of babies and people who have babies.
We haven't done this kind of like Hot Topics in a while on Leftovers.
On Leftovers, we haven't?
No, everything we've been doing has always been like related to our deeper dives.
That's stupid. Let's talk more about celebrities. I have some
What are
things,
the dumb bitches up to this week?
We have some hard passes this week, okay. Which is something usually we just skip right on over because we don't have the time.
Let's blaze through it.
Some of the hard passes, we're not going to talk about Dax Shepard reveals the quote, only person to make Kristen Bell jealous.
I thought they died.
Do you want to know who it is?
Him.
It's the girl who does the Cups song.
No.
That's the only woman in the world to ever
Anna
make.
Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick is the only woman to make Kristen Bell jealous.
Skip. Continue.
Jonas Brothers recall details from proposing to their wives.
Again, I also thought they were dead. That's a shame.
This one's not funny. Jeremy Renner's face bruises removed from Mayor of Kingstown poster after snowplow accident.
Sorry. He's okay though, right?
So it's no, fine. Yeah. No. This
we
is,
can laugh. We can
this
all
is
laugh.
Like when they,
you have to laugh.
This is like when Sparkle flopped because, not Sparkle, this is
Glitter.
Glitter flopped because 9/11 happened. They're like, we can't show the bruises because he got hit by a snowplow in the
it's
poster.
Jeremy Renner's 9/11, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, now that was not nice. Selena Gomez and the Chainsmokers' Drew Taggart spark dating rumors after being spotted at the bowling alley.
The Chainsmokers' Drew Taggart.
Yeah, that's a guy in the
that's
Chainsmokers.
That's a name, and he's a real person, and he's with Selena Gomez.
You don't know
alley.
Drew Taggart from the Chainsmokers?
Please tell me you're joking, please.
100%.
I'm Googling his name.
Britney Spears makes a rare comment about her ex, Justin Timberlake, on Instagram.
What did she say? Are we skipping past that?
I'm actually going to read this one. Zooey Deschanel gets a sweet birthday tribute from Property Brothers' Jonathan Scott.
Yikes.
Actually, I do want you to see this. Okay.
Okay. Oh, no. I don't want to see this. I always forget Zooey Deschanel's like 4'1", like,
no, compared literally. To this man. Okay, wait. Okay. Let's hear what the music is. Literally, have you ever seen a...
To the woman who keeps me smiling.
Have you ever seen a couple that is, like, more predisposed to just inherently looking like they advertise themselves as consciously monogamous on social media?
I feel like she's living her life, though. Like, she seems so happy in this relationship.
Oh, no. See, we're hating. I'm the divorced old lady who's like, look at this man. You just keep getting even better. Happy birthday, Zooey. And then Drew Barrymore commented, goals, goals, goals. Wait, let's see the celebrities. Zooey Deschanel, I'm the luckiest girl. Chloe Goslin. Is that like one of the... No, it's not. Okay.
I was about to say who?
But she was... another. Oh, my God. Wait. Wait. Wait.
Who?
Can you look up Asa Sultan and Zooey Deschanel?
Wait. Those women cannot know no. each other.
Asa Sultan from Shaws of Sunset season 1. Happy birthday to my soul sister.
Soul sister. Soul sister.
Do they have photos together on Getty?
Oh my God. Zooey Deschanel out shopping at Asa Kaftans in November 2nd, 2022. Wow. Okay, legend. She's having a good time. Did she buy a kaftan though?
Yeah, did she buy... We... Can we...
You know, when, is she a Sausage Sunset fan?
When we do our LA live show, could we please God shop for Asa kaftans? Like, can we wear Asa kaftans to our live show?
Okay. Absolutely.
No. Also... Oh, Megan McCarthy. Cuties. Cuties. Drew Barrymore. Yes. Goals, goals, goals. Oh, man.
She's so sweet.
They just look so quirked up and ethically non-monogamous in every photo.
Ethically non-monogamous?
Yeah, that's like what people call... That's what heterosexual people call polyamory now.
Ethical non-monogamous. Sorry, anyway. Continue.
You better not make fun of it because they are vicious and they will come for
you.
I'm
not making fun of anything. I'm just simply trying to understand the words that are being presented to
ethical
me.
Non-monogamy.
Okay. Pinned in the brain.
Yeah.
Got it.
I went on a date with a guy who, in his dating bio, said he was queer. And then when I finally figured out what he meant by that, he just meant ethically non-monogamous, but dates women.
Oh, I just had that at my job too, where, I mean, I saw them out of the way with the he/they pronouns, where they're talking about their partner constantly and also being queer. And yeah, it's just a guy and a girl.
Wow. Are you going to do this discourse right now?
No, everyone was just shocked and asked me because they thought he was gay. And they're like, oh, aren't you shocked? And I was like,
how do you not
no.
know? How do you know he's not gay? I hope he listens to this and he gets his feelings hurt.
Oh, he
you.
Definitely isn't. Respond to my Slack messages, please.
Okay, Amanda Bynes, this is the first thing we're going to talk about. Will, quote, reunite with all that co-stars at 90s Con.
That's happening? That's really happening?
Quote, I'm really excited to reunite with my castmates and meet the fans at 90s Con, she told People magazine. Amanda appeared on the sketch show from 1996 to 2000 on Nickelodeon. The show ran for 10 seasons from 1994 until 2005.
Oh my God, the people that are going to be at this.
All that. It's talking about all that.
I know. I'm just looking at the the 90s Con 2023 like roster.
Oh my God, wait.
Oh my God, Caroline Rea from Sabrina the Teenage
Witch.
Wait,
guys.
Okay, but she's a legend.
Guys, I just had the strangest thought that literally made me feel 100 years old. There are people you and I know, like, intimately, because they're now our friends, mm-hmm. and also in Discord with us, who were born
like
after the Amanda show ended. Yes. I think
it's really upsetting to think about. It really is.
Like, people who were not born when Amanda Bynes was on all that.
Well, there are people talking about how they didn't know what The Mummy was. They only knew about, like, the sequels of the remake.
Well, and we also
got shot in the chest.
We also have been informed that we have now a lot of listeners who were born after 9/11, and I can't even process that information, like, let alone hold on to it or hold it close to my heart.
I was filling out something yesterday that was like, you have to be 18 or older. So the start date on the form was 2005. And I was like, woof, thrown all the way back. 2005.
This is my favorite, though. This is maybe my favorite thing I've ever read. Can you read that headline for me?
Okay, I think I heard about this. Austin Butler's Elvis accent is genuine, might remain forever, says voice coach.
Fuck. Okay, this is from Page Six. Austin Butler's voice coach said his new accent is here to stay after the Elvis star was, quote, dragged for still sounding like the king of rock and
page
roll.
Page Six is just saying, oh, he was dragged,
during his 2023 honey. Golden Globes Christmas speech. What you saw in that Golden Globes speech, that's him. It's genuine. It's not put on, Irene Bartlett said on ABC's Gold Coast on Monday. She added, quote, I feel sorry for people who are saying that, you know. It's still acting, but he's actually taken the voice of Presley on board.
How long did he film that movie? How much time was he spending doing that?
They filmed it like 4 years ago. Quote, Bartlett noted that she doesn't know how long he may talk like the Hound Dog singer, but that his accent could, quote, be there forever. Quote, because of COVID shutdowns, when he was working on it all the time, and it's difficult to switch off something you've spent so much focus and time on.
I guess when you're younger as well. Well, he's not even, I don't know how young. How old is he? I'm like, now not sure. But like, I guess if you did it when you're young enough or you're doing it for years on end, I guess it makes sense. He's 31. He knew how to speak like a normal person for many years before that. I don't understand. He was in Zoe 101.
I just
we're really Googling live today,
I just
y'all.
Love that she basically said he's Derek Kemsley. like
woman
no,
of the world.
Like, no, he's that's
what his, do people call them? What is like Derek called herself? She's like a child of the world or something.
She's
that thing
a
where
global
they,
citizen.
Yeah, global citizen.
No,
Connecticut,
no.
I'm Beverly Hills, I'm the British.
No, I
I'm
just
Israeli.
Oh, wait.
Terrified of what you're about to play.
Play it. Why is it that all websites take like 100 years to load now?
It's the ads, girl.
We still hear it in your voice. Can you just not shake them?
I keep asking people, is this my voice? You know, because this feels like my real.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love 90s grunge style. Red flannels and ripped up jeans and leather coats and stuff. You couldn't be more excited.
I don't know, when you live with something for 2 years and you do nothing else, you can't help but it becomes a fiber of your being, you know?
Oh, wow. That's pretty noticeable.
No,
that's
it's
pretty noticeable.
Wild. And also, like, it's just,
I feel bad that the acting honestly, coach is okay, like, oh, yeah, he's gone. Like,
can I just say this? It's sure. Just he stopped talking like a twink is like the thing, right? Like, it's part of the
he
whole
just found, like, a
Austin
real
Butler package now. But it is very much Dorit, like, Pekai. But like, it's
Phoenix, Jaga.
No, I just love it. I love it. Honestly, people are
kind
dragging
of a
him for that, but like, don't you want to live in a world where people can just decide to speak differently?
I would like if the transatlantic accent also came back. Like, why don't we just
no,
start
I
talking
don't.
Like we're like New Zealand? No. That's because you went to theater school, so you were exposed to that probably at a
I didn't
much
go to theater
higher
school.
Degree.
I went to community college and got an AA in theater. I did not go to theater school.
All the same.
Get it fucking right.
They wish it was theater school.
Gay men diminishing women's accomplishments.
I'm not diminishing women's accomplishments.
Okay, we have more, unfortunately. I'm not done yet.
Oh, God, not James Cameron again.
What does this say? Tell me again. I want you to know.
This is a new revelation. I've, like, the way that we fully have blocked out everything we said about Avatar, like, I don't know what that movie was about. I didn't even know if I saw it.
No, this is
we talked for 4
Avatar.
Hours, but I don't
this
know.
This is now an Avatar Updates podcast.
So this is from People. James Cameron says every Avatar sequel will feature a new narrator. giving something away here. Excuse me?
Cameron68 revealed that the lead character Jake Sully's Sam Worthington will be replaced as a voiceover narrator by different characters in each franchise's upcoming sequel, starting with Jake's son Loak in Avatar 3. Also, I read this before I read the words Jake's son Loak, and they were like, Loak will be the new narrator. And I was like,
who the fuck is that?
I was like, who?
I didn't even know that was their children's names. We talked about this, though, with Avatar, how we just don't know anyone's names. No. Like, literally, except for
Jake. Just
Jake's.
A vibe. It's literally all vibes. So it says, quote, for example, Loak really emerged as a character that people went with. No, what?
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 So he's, okay, so he's the one, oh, wait, never mind. I don't want to spoil it, I guess, but well, whatever.
Girl. Read the next.
So, for example, Loak really emerged as a character that people went with. James Cameron said as he discussed how he used the audience feedback from Avatar The Way of Water to tinker a little bit with the series' third movie. Oh, big mistake. Quote, so I might find ways to sort of, now he's already the narrator. Oh, I'm giving something away here. Cameron says he realized he had given away important details for Avatar 3. Every one of the Avatars, but this is okay. I think it could be intriguing for people to think about what's coming. Jake was our voiceover narrator for the movie 1 and 2, and we have different narrators for each subsequent film.
I just, this is my point here. Like, at this point, this is nonsense. We don't need to know.
Who cares?
Who in the world, I'm being serious, was like, I need to know who's going to narrate Avatar 3. My entire...
Oh, the girls on the Discord forums, I'm sure.
My entire psychic well-being. My entire psychic well-being rests on whether Jake voices the narration for the third movie.
I remember when he started narrating, I went, ugh. But it's because the writing is terrible.
It's terrible.
Terrible. Doesn't matter who does it.
I just love it. Okay. Now... I have not seen this, but can you read that? Can you read the headline?
Kim Kardashian gives herself a hilarious British Chav extreme makeover on TikTok. This thumbnail for the TikTok video?
Okay, wait, I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
Okay, wait, I wanna see if she does the voice. Oops. Wait. Oh, it's because the way that like it mutes some on the things app, but then auto doesn't, mutes, but yeah. Then,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just getting music here. Okay, let's go. If you don't know me, I'm M to the B. Come on, you better watch it. You're the only girl doing grime. M to the B, say step in line. Coming in.
Mama,
put a lock mama, in your pocket.
Look, yeah. Look what's over here. Zero. Zero.
Oh, she turned the comments off, mama?
Oh, yeah, she turned the comments off. I think it's a smart thing, though, that she did the comments off only because it's her daughter's TikTok, technically.
Oh, Kim and North.
It's North's TikTok, but it's like, I'm on TikTok with North.
I do love that the bio is me and my bestie, and then managed by an adult. Not even managed by Kim, not even managed by my mom, just managed by an adult. Just in case you were worried. The way their child is like... 25 now, it feels like. I don't understand.
Okay, so North crazy. Is not 25. North is like 12 or 13.
That's still crazy to me.
No, I know. It is
might
crazy.
As well be 40. Like, it's overwhelming.
What does
to
that
me.
Make you, girl?
150.
I can tell. What's this one? Oh, Abbott Elementary Cheryl Lee Ralph says she's on board for White Lotus season
Bitch.
3. Quote, call me.
Bitch.
Now, this would be a
Bitch.
Key. Now, this
her
would
and Trisha
key.
Paytas up in Tokyo, allegedly, I will be living. You haven't heard that?
Trisha well, Paytas we can't is Trisha not on White Lotus.
She says a million times that Mike White explicitly called her, which I could see, honestly, and that she's going to Japan for filming. But, like, don't ever trust anything Trisha Paytas says at any time of day. At any
Speaking
moment.
With E! News on Sunday night's Kirk Choice Awards, the Abbott Elementary star 66 was asked if she'd appear on the show's third season after her fellow nominated actress Jennifer Coolidge starred in the series. Quote, I met Jennifer in New Orleans a few years ago, and she's exactly what you think she is. So when I see her joy and happiness and her winning now, it's proof me. Look, you can make it any kind of way. You can be however old you are, and all you have to do is be in the moment and accept it. And I'm accepting it for Jennifer. I mean, she deserves it. Asked if that meant she'd be up for starring in the forthcoming season of the HBO series, Ralph said, quote, honey, please call me. Don't be afraid to just call me.
Please call her, Mike White. Yeah. We're begging, pleading.
Please, God.
Please.
Also, then the series creator was like, well, should Jennifer Coolidge go on Abbott Elementary? And she was like, that's up to Quinta.
Yeah.
But girl,
I don't know about that.
Quinta. Quinta, get Jenny on the line, girl. Get Jenny on the block. Like,
we could do a little house swap.
We should. Like, it's like wife swap, but with like gay actresses.
I mean, literally could be a
gay
show.
Gay actresses. Now, immediately. Jennifer Lopez also needed to get her hat in the ring of the news.
Oh, this was making the gays lose their mind.
Jennifer Lopez says she was originally in Madonna and Britney Spears' infamous 2003 VMA performance. Quote, this is from People. Jennifer Lopez was originally slated to perform a long slide and likely kiss Madonna at the award show
and she
rather
may
than
do it.
Aguilera. The Jenny from the Block singer told E! News during a recent interview alongside Josh Duhamel to promote their upcoming film Shotgun Wedding. Quote, I was filming a movie in Canada. Love that it was like, I was in Canada. And we had met, me, her, and Brittany, to do it at her home, and then I just couldn't get off the film, Lopez 53 told the outlet, so we couldn't do it. They got Christina Aguilera, I think, to do it, I didn't wind up doing it, continued the Marry Me actress. I love that they're not
this
even
copy.
Like the like Waiting for Tonight actress, the Get Loud actress, like not Get Loud. Yeah, Let's Get Loud.
Sure.
That's Jennifer Lopez, right?
I couldn't tell
let's
you.
Let's Get Loud.
Jenny from the Block.
Get
still.
One second. Am I just like making that up?
Let's could be Mandela effect at this point. I still don't know.
No, it's Jennifer Lopez. Okay.
There we
I
go.
Just was like, isn't that a Jennifer Lopez song? No, the Marry Me actress. The Dunkin' Donuts.
Also, didn't the heiress?
The Dunkin' Donuts sponsor.
Okay, that photo of her with Ben at like some Dunkin' Donuts
looking
event where she looked
miserable.
Pissed.
Miserable. Yes,
it was very much giving when your mom dropped off at school at 5 a.m. Like, oh.
And then she
my
says, I love
God.
Madonna. I'm a huge fan. I always have been. We know it's because you copy most people's music.
I just can't believe Shotgun Wedding is still a movie that's to come. Like, I thought that aired like 4 years ago.
Wait, is that the one where
they
like...
I swear we saw the trailer like 3 years
like,
back.
They like have guns and it's a wedding and like,
yeah,
the
I think
wedding
Jennifer
gets
Coolidge
crashed.
Is in it. Yeah, I think so. Isn't
she literally is in it.
Yeah, she is. I remember seeing this trailer like a while ago.
What were we seeing when the trailer came on?
It might have just been on the fucking YouTube. I have no idea. I'm trying to think as well. It couldn't have been before Dune. That was too long back.
What if it was before Dune?
After Dune, I saw
have you thought about,
Scream 5.
Haven't you thought about that there's going to be Dune 2? I hate to say it, you guys.
I love it. I'm so excited.
I hate to say it. I'm so excited.
No, it was like one of the only like good sci-fi movies
guys,
the last like,
I really,
10 years.
I'm about to come out as someone who needs to admit that I really like Dune.
It was so good. I rewatched it recently and it was like somehow 2.5 hours feels like 5 minutes. Like that's a perfect
okay,
movie.
I also hate to say.
Are we doing this discourse?
Lady Gaga's annoying.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, where are we going?
We have settled this, okay. That she's annoying.
Oh, duh.
But I was thinking about today how, like, gutter movies are now. Like, I'm not talking about your, like, okay, listen, I'm not coming for, like, whatever the girls are watching, Crimes of the Future and, like, Titan and, like, all that shit. Like,
The Menu.
I'm not.
Oh, I
not,
just saw that recently, too.
Who knows? All those things that you guys are, trash. Like, yelling about, like, all those things, like,
we're talking about, like, the box office
movies, don't yell at
movies,
me,
right?
Okay? I'm talking about the movies that you can, like, go sit down at an AMC on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
And eat a big bucket of popcorn in front of. Those movies, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about how gutter they all are, you know? Like,
really
gutter.
Depressing.
And I was just thinking about the movies that have, like, really moved me. Like, the big movies. Like, the
like
big
an actual epic.
Spectacle epic movies. And, like, Dune was one of them, but... I was listening to Sexy Eating Podcast. Shout out Sexy Eating Podcast.
Oh,
love
yes,
you guys.
Of course.
And they were talking about Star is Born way back. This was like episodes ago. They were talking about how like Star is Born was like genuinely a really good movie. And
that might
have been
the last
it,
like other
times.
Big movies like
but,
that.
Like I was just thinking about it today, like in the car, because I was like going back and listening to old episodes as I tend to do. They were recapping Jersey Shore last year. And I was like, it's like a comfort thing for me. And I was just thinking about it in the car on the way to work that like, honestly, Star is Born was so good.
I haven't seen it.
It was so good.
I don't think I've seen it like since the second time I saw it in theaters. I saw it twice in theaters.
But I'm like ready to admit to all of us that
oh
that
my gosh,
was
we
a
gotta
good
do a service,
movie.
We got to do a service room.
That was a good movie.
No, and the music's good from it. And there's so many memorable scenes.
Oh, no, you know what? They were talking about it in the most recent episode of Sex Eating Podcast during Salt Lake City because they were talking about mental health and Jen Shaw. I'm not gonna connect it the way they connected it because it's gonna take too long to explain. I was like, that was no, they literally were just talking about it because we were listening to it in the car this morning. But like That was like that and like Dune were like the last big like spectacle movies that like really moved me.
And Megan. A good 90 minute epic.
Oh man.
No, honestly. Well, Megan was actually the first like funny movie I've seen in theaters in a long time. Like actually laugh out loud funny. Like you don't, and you feel good laughing about it. Like I've haven't seen anything funny anything in else? So long. Scream 5 was a movie. And then.
No, I think it was literally Dune recently? Was like the last movie.
We saw something in theaters kind of recently, didn't we? Or did we?
Well, we saw Avatar.
I don't want to talk about that. I do want to see Skinamarink really badly, but I also have the download of it. But it's like showing at like the most obscure theaters at like random times. No, wait,
what did
times.
We see recently?
I've heard that's amazing. I know. I'm like, we went to see a movie at a theater at some point, and I'm like, did we? Did we? Did we plan on it? Never did. Like, what happened?
Oh, I know what movie I saw that was really good.
What?
You were going to make fun of me, though.
What?
I saw two.
Wait, you saw what?
I saw two movies, but what? They're not like ghosted in front of an AMC.
Is it the Puss in Boots?
Mama, no.
Okay, because I've heard that slaps.
It was two movies that you're going to make Say fun of me it. For. First one was Jujutsu Kaisen movie.
I'm not going to make fun of you for that.
And I did buy a Gojo Satoru t-shirt.
I can't even make fun of you because I don't even know enough about it to make
And then I
about
also
you.
Saw One Piece Film Red.
That's fine. What's the problem?
The music was really good.
Well, that's what matters.
It's so good. I want you to watch it with me only because it's like, okay, Oda, the creator of One Piece. I know I just keep talking to you about One Piece every time it's we fine. Record Leftovers.
I have seen like 100 of the 1,000 episodes at least.
He was talking about how like in all his movies, all the villains are like big, epic old men. And he oh, just yeah. got like bored of making movies about old men. So he was like, I want to make like an idol anime. So he literally just like made a J-pop movie.
Oh my God, is that what's...
But like about One Piece.
So it's like One Piece, but they're just like a pop band?
Well, there is a pop singer in it.
Okay, and they're like a protagonist.
But she's also a pirate, obviously.
Oh, well, duh, of course.
She's like a J-pop pirate. It's pretty
iconic.
I mean,
some of the cuntiest like, characters
no,
ever are in One Piece.
The music from it is so cunty. Okay, that's all I have to say. Because now we have to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice planning on California move in 4 years.
What?
Okay, she's coming to LA. She's literally moving to Beverly Hills.
You have to be kidding me. Is this like a Bravo exclusive deal? Like,
no.
What is this?
No, no, no. This is something she said
she's
on
like
a podcast.
She's like Miss New Jersey,
Namaste,
right?
Bitches.
What in the 2014? How old is that podcast?
Like recent. you know, I do have to drag you for just a second. The fact that like... It is now the fourth year straight of me telling you to watch Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I know.
It's like you don't believe what women say. It's like you don't believe
women. No, I know, and I want to. I just like...
Here's a list of Bravo shows.
I can't even catch up on my own shows.
Here's a list of Bravo shows that Matthew does not watch.
Oh my God, here we go.
Real Housewives of Miami. Drag me. Married to Medicine.
I watched Married to Medicine. I'm not
caught
up.
When was the last time you watched Married to Medicine?
I was finishing season 5.
I started watching Married to Medicine in season 1.
Well, I started at season 1. I watched the first 5 seasons.
Mama,
I just binged
Mama,
a lot
Mama,
of it
Mama,
during
Mama,
2021.
I met you in 2017, and I told you to watch Married to Medicine in 2018.
Hey, I was doing the Beverly Hills, the Atlanta, the New York, the like 1700 editions
okay,
of Below
great,
Deck.
Okay, great point. You also don't watch Orange County. You
okay,
also
but like,
don't watch
I won't watch Orange County.
Southern. You don't watch Southern Charm.
I saw the first 5
obviously.
Seasons of Southern Charm.
You don't watch Summer House, which is...
I've seen the first 2 seasons of Summer.
That doesn't count that we're going to do the
That
eighth.
Show is so overstimulating.
There's going to be 8 seasons this year.
It's so
overstimulating. You don't watch Winter House. You don't
well,
watch
I haven't finished Summer
Miami. You don't watch New Jersey.
Oh my God.
You haven't watched Melbourne.
I saw the first 2 seasons.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You saw the first 2 seasons of Melbourne.
Maybe I didn't
That's
finish the second
real.
Season, but I did finish the first
did
season
you ever,
for sure.
Okay. You finished the season with Gamble,
filleted live.
You finished the one with Gamble.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what, bitch? Get fucked.
Well, Melbourne is, like, so intense. Like, it's so intense. And that psychic lady, like, genuinely terrifies
You only me. Watch the Housewives that would let you get in with homosexuals that you know, and then you
oh.
stop watching. And
oh, yeah,
don't
it's
keep
all
up
a game.
Anymore.
It's all a gram.
I was talking to your partner this morning about Salt Lake City, the finale, and I was like, can you believe the way that Heather and Meredith did it? And he looked at me in full seriousness and goes, I haven't seen the episode.
Oh, yeah, we're behind a week.
Bitch, I could have choked him in the
car. Bitch, we have watched,
like, I could have driven off the bridge with him, okay?
I won't lie. To be fair, the three iterations of the Traitors that have come out is what we've been watching.
I know, and The Leftovers for the third time.
The second time for The Leftovers. Mm-hmm, first of all. And that's a watch party moment.
She says, quote, Teresa Giudice reveals on Wednesday's episode of Namaste Bitches that she plans on...
Wait, the eye is a dollar sign?
To the West Coast in 4 years. Quote, listen, I want to move by you because, like, the weather is so crappy. Like, today it was pouring rain this morning, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm thinking about you. I'm like, Melissa's in the sunshine. I'm like, I want to be there with her. The Bravo celebrity adds that she told her husband, Luis Ruiz, that they are, quote, making the cross-country move once her 14-year-old daughter, Adriana, the youngest of four, she shares with ex-husband Joe Giudice, finishes high school. I called Louis, quote, 4 more years. I'm counting down 4 more years until Adriana goes to college. I cannot.
What's
believe.
That going to be? Is she going to try to get in Beverly Hills though?
Well, could you imagine if she crosses over? I mean, are you going to question? Are you going to watch the episode of Orange County when Taylor goes to Orange County? Like, are you going to watch that?
No, probably not. Are you? I mean, you always are.
Oh, 100%. I can't believe you're not even going to watch Taylor Armstrong.
Well, just let me know if it's worth it.
Housewife to cross
those
over.
Those OC girls, though, are like the worst they possible really are the of worst. Any of the series. I will be catching up and watching all of Jersey and Miami, though. I just need to find the time. It's just been very difficult right now.
I just want you to... I want to...
Like, I could literally be reading, and yet here I am with, like, a 500 stack.
Okay. I just want to... This is why I'm mad at you for not watching Jersey. Okay. I'm just going to play for you my favorite Teresa quote. I literally was quoting this to, like, everybody I know, but specifically friend of the pod, Virgil, co-host of Big Soy Naturals. I was telling them, like, this thing that Teresa says. Oh, yeah,
because Virgil's of New Jersey experience, yes. So they can relate.
I was like, this thing that Teresa says to Jackie in this moment is literally something I think I have said to you, like, out loud, unprompted.
Okay, wait.
It's her marriage.
Wait a second. I am not going to start crying. We just drop it and be cordial.
You're calculating.
I want nothing to do with
that. I love that. I'm a confident person. You're so not. I like hanging out with confident people.
Let's get that confidence in jail.
In jail?
Yeah, that's what I
decided. I don't care. Yeah, I went to jail. Big deal. Well, see, that's why I don't like her. Because she
was
her. No, she's a nasty bitch. All right. She's disgusting.
No, I can't believe it.
I love quotes like that where if you don't know the reference, it's just nasty bitch. But I know that obviously...
I'm a confident person. I like hanging out with confident people. You're so not.
That's probably what you say, like, every single day to somebody at least once.
It's the funniest. I think about it every single day. Did you get that confidence in jail? Oh, boy. I can't wait for Jen Shaw to get out of prison. Cardi B, quote, Kim Kardashian gave me plastic surgery recommendations to, quote, fix big nose.
Wow, that was that
Cardi
was
B,
quick.
30, served her inaugural guest on the Jason Lee podcast, which launched Monday. And during the episode, she opened up about getting plastic surgery and how Kim Kardashian was the one who gave her tips on the best doctors to call. The WAP singer, wearing a Barbie pink dress for the occasion, told the, quote, Hollywood Unlocked founder about the mess she got herself into when she put fillers in her nose in an attempt to make it look smaller. Everyone kept saying, like, there's a non-surgical way to get your nose smaller, and they're doing fillers, she shared after revealing she inherited her, quote, daddy's nose and, quote, always felt uncomfortable about her, quote, big nose. Oh, so we Jesus. Did fillers on my nose right in 2019, and that shit fucked my nose up. After Lee asked how she chose a plastic surgeon to fix the issue, he said, quote, I remember the time we were at Kris Jenner's house and Kim Kardashian gave you a list of people you could call to get help. You didn't call none of those people. Did you just do it at home? And then Cardi says, no, I called a couple people that she gave me.
Wow. That is upsetting.
Yeah, there's a lot of upsetting information in that. Hey, Matt, can I just tell you something?
Though. What?
I'm a confident person. You're so not. I like hanging out with confident people.
Well, now, how have you been doing that for this many years?
I've been trying to fix you, but I think women need to learn they can't fix men, and we just have to accept the L.
Are you calling me the L?
No, I love you. I love you. I'm still mad at you for not watching New Jersey, though, because it is my favorite Real Housewives.
Really?
It makes me genuinely upset that you don't watch it, because I am not joking. Like, it is 100% legitimately my favorite Real Housewives franchise. I think it is the only Real Housewives franchise that has remained over 11 seasons consistently compelling.
I'll say this. I'll start watching it this weekend. I'll make it an assignment.
Thank you.
I'll make sure to put it on.
It's coming back. It's the perfect time.
It is the perfect time.
It's the season where we take down Melissa Gorga.
I think it's so hard because I'm like a completionist type, so I want to start episode one, season one, like, and watch it all the way through all the episodes. So it's always like, oh my God, this is so daunting to start.
It the seasons of the nice thing about New Jersey is the seasons are 12 episodes.
Oh,
long.
You're right. It's not like the other ones where they keep it to like 20.
No, the
don't
only,
they keep the intro for like 10 years also?
No, the first season is 8 episodes. The second season is only 12 episodes. Most of them are only 12 episodes and then 2-part reunions.
Oh my God, that's like technically like 2 seasons a season.
Yeah, that's like 2 seasons of Atlanta.
Okay.
I mean, one season of Atlanta for 2 seasons of New Jersey.
It's a 2-to-1 ratio. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for doing math for me. Women can't read or count. So. That,
your words, not mine.
I mean, I said it, Joan, but woman, you made Joan me feel Summers, it.
Women can't do math.
I'm sorry for being kind of all over the place. I have taken too many espresso shots today, and you are just going to have to deal with that.
It's espresso and the Benny.
Sorry, I'm so small.
Okay. Speaking of something taking up too much time, Love Island's back.
Oh, and I've decided for Winter Love Island, I'm of a mindset right now where I'm not in a space to receive Love Island daily.
Wow.
Daily.
Okay. Oh, I see. Save it for the weekend.
So I'll like binge like 5 episodes at a time. Like I'm going to go back to like the classic American way of inheriting Love Island knowledge of like 5 episodes
late,
at once.
But you watch
I can
all.
Like
yeah.
skip through the challenges, just like get all the storylines in one go and then like save myself for marriage the next weekend.
I would love if they did an abridged version because sometimes, my God, those challenges. I don't need to see them literally regurgitating like mayonnaise.
But I'm just, it's mouths. Winter. I have to put
it's only 30 episodes versus like 60. So
it's like winter. I have to like lotion my whole body every night. It's like I'm, you know, really into my like skincare routine and I need to read before I go to bed. And I'm just like not in a place where I can receive Love Island when it gets dark at like 5 p.m. I just can't receive it. I'm not ready to take it on.
It's a lot.
Love Island is a daytime show. It's like something to be seen in the sun.
Not after sun.
No.
Yeah. So true.
But I hear my Gemma is doing a good job as the host.
Yeah. No complaints. Honestly.
She's beautiful too.
She is.
Okay. Well, that's all we've got for you. Do you want to go? Do you want to get out of here?
Let's out of here. We got to record our Jen Shah. Masterpiece theater.
Fine. I like put it together and I'm like, wow, that's like my fault that I did this to us. Have fun, guys. 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
My name is BB Rexa.
Oh, really?
And I'm in the studio doing something I've never done before. Because I'm a confident person and you're so not. I like hanging out with confident people.
Like a good bag of Lay's Ruffle Chips.
You've been listening to Eating for Free, which is written and hosted by myself, Joan Summers, and Matthew Lawson, with production help from Ashlyn Thomas. If you want more information about our show, go to eatingforfree.com. Or if you want to support us in other ways, go to eatingforfree.com/merch. And to get bonus content, go to patreon.com/eatingforfree, where you can sign up and get bonus episodes every week.
Skis, they're trying to murder me.